I went to school at a rather special time. Well, I went to architecture school at Liverpool at a rather special time because it was the period when the modern movement was coming in as a kind of revolutionary force, as it were. Though this, of course, was after the war, but of course the modern movement came to England a bit later than it did in Europe. And so I was at school at a time when it was going a kind of revolutionary crisis where the move away from classical architecture, from rendered watercolours, from drawings of the orders to the new architecture, what's been called the international style architecture, was happening. So there was a kind of a considerable battle in the school, a revolution in the battle, and I was very much on the side of the revolutionaries. And we saw the change from the school being a kind of neo-Georgian to becoming a kind of a modern architecture school. And I suppose I was influenced by all the kind of poets of the modern movement, the European architects of the modern movement, Mies van der Rohe, Gropius, the movements of De Stijl and Futurism in Italy, and Constructivism and so on. So I was influenced, and parallel with that, I was influenced by the new art movements, Cubism and Abstraction. So I had that kind of education in the kind of new art and the new architecture, which Herbert Read wrote about and other people of that ilk wrote about at that time.
Exactly in his footsteps?
No, he hadn't. You know, I'd been on many visits to his ships and all around his engine room and all around the docks at Liverpool, and I think I was impressed by the scale of the docks and the architecture of the docks, which is very kind of monumental yet not formal. It's kind of vernacular monumental architecture, very impressive architecture. A lot of it's gone now. And I think I was impressed by ships. And later on, when I came to study architecture, Corbusier in his book Towards a New Architecture, which was a kind of a rhetorical book in the modern movement, he made a great play of the scale of ships and the form of ships as against that of conventional buildings. And in my first year at architecture school, when I read that book, I had an immediate rapport with my childhood, as it were, because of the ships at Liverpool. In those days, the river was full of ships. Now it's kind of empty. But and people have sort of said that they see a kind of still see the influence of kind of marine forms in our buildings.